following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA.
Number 20 is on headset, and we're pleased to be joined for a couple of minutes by Texans running back Steve Slayton. Hey, Steve, you've got Rich and Robert here in studio. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Real well. Appreciate you being with us. How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling pretty good. Happy to get back into it.
Yeah, what's it been like? I know you had surgery in the off season, correct?
Yes.
Tell us what they corrected and how much of a factor that was and how it's been coming back from that.
I had a pinched nerve. I had a cervical fusion to fix it, to stop the numbness in my arm. But it's been just time to heal. And about a month ago, the doctor cleared me, and I'm out here now, full go.
Did they go in the front or the back on that?
Front.
How was that a tough one? Because I've got some problems also in that area. I might be looking at something similar. Was that a breeze? How was that procedure?
One of the simplest neck surgeries that you can do. But I mean, any times you going to do neck surgeries, it's always going to be some type of worry in your mind. But I had one of the best doctors work on it. And, I'm happy with the job he did, and I'm feeling healthy now.
Now, do you feel as if that was a factor in your hand strength and the issues you had holding on to the football last year?
Yeah, I mean, it gradually got worse and got to the point to where I couldn't finish out the season and had to go on IR.
Steve Slayton joining us here on Sports Radio 610. So full go, you feel 100%?
Yes. I've been hitting the past few days and hitting again tomorrow, and I feel pretty good. So I think that's the first test was the first big hit, and I took it well and keep it moving.
Who gave you that first big hit?
I could say Bernard Pollard.
You know, he's imagine
hitter,
that.
You know what I mean? Hey, he's one of the hardest hitting guys in the league, and if I took a shot from him, I can take a shot from anybody.
Were you a little bit hesitant, though, to take a shot like that, not knowing how you were going to feel after going through the surgery and long rehab?
The doctor said I was 100%, so I mean, I believed him and I felt that I was ready. I mean, I was more excited to be out there than to worry about the injury.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back out on the field and back in game situations. At least here at the start of training camp, Arian Foster's been kind of put in the number one slot. Does that bother you? Do you want to get back on top? I mean, how do you approach this training camp, essentially, with looking up at Arian on the depth chart?
Oh, I definitely want to be number one. I've been here for 3 years, and I've been the number one guy for the first two. And it's just good work and good competition for us now. I mean, it's going to make us better as a team, as well as myself and Arian and Ben, Chris Henry, and Jeremiah Johnson.
What would it be like for you? Could you envision a scenario where you and Arian split carries and maybe even get a fairly even split of touches? How would that be for you?
As a running back, you always want most of the carries, but in this day and age, you want to last as long. So, I mean, us splitting would both lengthen our careers.
Is there a number in your head where you feel like you need to get as far as carries to be in a rhythm, the kind of rhythm where you can be at your best?
No. I mean, if it goes by splitting carries, I mean, I'm going to make the most opportunity of the plays I do get the ball.
Steve Slayton joining us from Texans training camp. The team are working out full pads today. They're taking part in the special teams portion of practice this afternoon over there. Steve, how has it been with your weight? I know you added some pounds after your rookie season, and then you had the neck injury, and things didn't work out that well in your second season. Where are you now? Are you closer to the weight that you had entering the second season or the first season?
I'm back to my rookie weight. I finished my rookie year at 206. I'm about 205.
Can you tell a difference? So, I mean, do you feel quicker with being a little bit lighter than you were at this point last year?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the initial first step is back to where was my rookie year, and it's just a lot easier. I think I'm more comfortable being a lighter guy.
You said you wanted to add the weight to take, to be a little bit more durable and to be able to take a few more hits. Do you worry that by giving up a little bit of that weight and getting back down to your rookie weight that you'll maybe not be able to take the workload that you had in your first season?
No, not at all. I think being smaller is suitable to the things I can do. I mean, I'm not the guy to deliver the hits all the time. I'm the guy to make many guys miss. So I'm just going to use that to my advantage.
You know, Steve, it seems like everybody we talk to, whether it's a player or a coach, anyone associated with that offense, when you ask, you know, what are the goals, where do you guys need to get better and so forth, the first thing that comes up is running the football in the red zone. How much has that been a point of emphasis even early on here in camp? Is it obviously something that's been prioritized?
I'm just by the coaching and just by as our running back as a group. We don't want to be a group that lets the team down. or be the weak spot of the team.
And what do you think can be done in that area? I mean, what do you guys have to do to be more efficient there?
I think we just take time in this training camp to gel. I think we need the offensive line needs to get a feel for us, and we need to get a feel for them.
You know, you played behind an offensive line your rookie year where the same five guys started every game, and obviously they enjoyed great continuity, and you wind up leading the AFC in yards from scrimmage. And last year, because of some injuries, there was some shuffling going on in the interior line for most of the season. How much of a factor is that continuity in the success of a system like a zone blocking scheme?
It is a big thing. You have guys that are, you know, starting all day or all through training camp. You get that gel. They get a feel for the running back that's behind us starting, or guys that's mixing in. And you have guys that are mixing in through the season, through injuries, and it's going to take a while for you to gel.
And there's some good competition, obviously, up front for those three interior spots on the line. Antoine Caldwell looks pretty at home at right guard.
Yes. I think he came a long way from his rookie year, and he knows what he has to do, and he's working hard, and hopefully whoever's in there is going to be a good starter for us.
Steve Slayton with us here on Sports Radio 610, your home for Texans football. Steve, I got to ask you, you could probably do it, but how many of your teammates would be able to run these wind sprints, conditioning tests that Albert Haynesworth is having so much trouble with in Washington right now?
I mean, that's a big guy running sprints that are made for shorter distance guys. But I think our whole team could do it. I think our whole team would make it. I think Cedric has done a good job through the offseason and just getting us ready.
Does Gary Kubiak require you guys to pass something similar to that, whether it's in OTAs or in training camp?
No, I think during the off season, what we do enough of every Thursday, we run gassers 10 to 8. So I think that's a off season test as it is.
I'm sure you love doing those, huh? I'm still trying to figure out though. I mean, it seems like Mike Shanahan's trying to get a message through to Albert Haynesworth, but as a veteran player, you know, I would think that a lot of guys would love to skip two-a-days and watch the rest of the team practice. I know you want to be out there with your team and all, but I'm not sure that Albert Haynesworth is getting the message that Mike Shanahan's trying to give him.
Yeah, I think he might be joining a little time off, too.
Yeah, I think so. Steve, what about big picture for this team? Obviously, the goal is the playoffs this season. How realistic do you think that is?
I think it's very realistic. I think we have the talent and the leadership and the veteranism of all the guys that's been around. I mean, guys that's been the playoff teams before that are here. So they know what it is, and that's what we're working on. We have the talent, too. We just have to finish. That's the biggest thing is playing 60 minutes.
You know, I mentioned your rookie year when you led the AFC in yards from scrimmage. Matt leads the NFL last year in passing yards. I don't know if you guys see things like this, but about a week or two ago, some guy on ESPN.com claimed that Miles Austin was the best receiver in the NFL, and it seems like Andre Johnson doesn't get a lot of the respect he may deserve. Do you guys have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder in terms of, hey, we've already shown that we can be a pretty elite offense, but it doesn't seem like everybody out there is recognizing that fact?
You're always going to have a chip on your shoulder from the beginning, but I think for us, it's just you have to go out there and show them. And then it's not about talking; it's about winning.
Steve Slayton with us from Fieldside at training camp.
Steve, you mentioned Bernard Pollard gave you that first big hit since you've come back from the neck surgery. I understand that Bernard and Eric Winston got mixed up a little bit in this morning's practice. Does Bernard kind of wear on the offensive guys' nerves?
I mean, that's what he's out there to do. I think it gets hot, and you're battling against a guy every day. You want to see somebody in a different color jersey. I think during the season, it's not going to happen. But right now, you know, it's hot. The temperature's hot, and everybody's tired of being out there. So, I mean, scuffles are going to start.
So is Eric basically the enforcer on the offensive line?
I think all of the guys are. I don't think it's you could say just one. I think all of them are there to fight. So one you pick on one, all of them are coming.
I'm thinking if I'm Bernard Pollard, no matter how bold and brash you are, Eric Winston's probably not the guy to pick a fight with. His size, his arms, everything.
Hey, but you know, Bernard got that defense, that rivalry's coming too. He has some dogs coming too.
I mean, between Bernard Pollard and Quinn, Brian Cushing, you can throw in that mix. They drafted guys like Kareem Jackson and Earl Mitchell and Daryl Sharpton. I mean, since you got here prior to the 08 season to this point now, this defense has gotten a lot nastier, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what we need. We need an offense and a defense to be able to help each other out.
Steve Slayton with us from Texans Training Camp. Steve, hey, it's great to have you on for a few minutes. We're looking forward to seeing you back in action when the preseason games get here, too.
All right, me too.